graduation. Religious men and women have been urged to take sabbatical leave as a time of renewal and rest and strive to end the stigma that is associated with it. Speaking at Beatitudes Christian Formation Center, Marigua, Friday, during the graduation of the 22nd session of the St. John Paul II Sabbatical Program, R.T. Rev. Wallace Ng'ang'a, Auxiliary Bishop Archdiocese of Nairobi, underscored the need for religious men and women to schedule time for renewal, away from the daily routine. To avoid a burnout and so as to be able to serve the Christians well, take your off day and leave days religiously and seriously, because renewal is very important, as it will also offer you a moment of prayer, reflection and an experience of rebirth of your vocation, he said. The graduands during the ceremony. You are now equipped, physically, spiritually, emotionally and psychologically, to be a model to others by keeping the fire burning continuously and serve humanity even as you encourage your colleagues to embrace sabbatical each and every day, he added. The prelate, while lauding the local ordinary bishop James Maria Wainaina for the program, noted that the Archdiocese of Nairobi was also in the process of adopting a similar program for the renewal of all their priests. The colorful celebrations held under the theme, Keep the Fire Burning Continuously, from the Book of Leviticus chapter 6 verse 6, drew 34 participants from 8 dioceses and 14 congregations in 6 countries who graduated with a certificate in multicultural, psycho-spiritual counseling and human and personal development. One of the participants, Senior Dr. Zelipa Firi of the Little Servants of Mary Immaculate Congregation in Zambia, noted that the 4-month sabbatical program provided them with ongoing formation and renewal and touched them in many profound ways. It provided us with a time and space to rest so as to emerge with a renewed sense of purpose, energized in both body and soul as we go forth to serve the people of God, she averred. We came in various states 4 months ago. Some were tired, stressed, feeling bent out, while others came to prepare for the perpetual vows, but today, we feel renewed and rejuvenated, noted Senior Firi, adding that, the opportunity has enabled us to embark on a Paisjo spiritual journey to delve into the depths of our faith and to emerge with a renewed sense of purpose and connection beyond measure. The bishop waters a ceremonial tree during the ceremony at Marigua Friday. A brainchild of the Catholic Diocese of Maranga, St. John Paul II Sabbatical Center was inaugurated on August 10, 2013 with only 11 participants, but has so far benefited 470 religious men and women from various congregations across the world. The 22nd session comprised 17 priests, 16 sisters and 1 brother drawn from various congregations across Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia and Congo Drive. Open to priests, religious men and women who have served for a minimum of 5 years, the 23rd session is set to start on August 5, 2024.